This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Good morning and welcome. Brr. It's the Brawl Bob Rose Show. Teeth are chattering. Good morning and welcome. Greg Cassidy is here as well. And your time check is 6:08. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Daddy, can I have a pardon? The answer is yes, son. Yeah, that's your big news. Happened yesterday. Yeah, let's do it on a long holiday weekend, just quietly, like nobody will notice that Hunter Biden's being pardoned. I wonder who's pardoning him, because I know it wasn't Joe, because Joe told us over and over again he's not going to pardon his son. So I'm wondering, well, who is there someone else that has that power?
Because he said he was not going to get in the way of the justice system.
He's not going to lie, Joe. He didn't lie. I got to find the actual statement that he put out. It is hilarious.
Watching all the talking heads, all they had, the only angle they had was how, well, he had no choice. He's a dad, and he knew what Trump was going to do with the DOJ.
Look, I can't make a big deal about it, because I said when he answered the question saying he wasn't going to do it, I go, why you bother lying? Why don't you say, everything's, nothing's off the table. I don't know what's going to, I'll have to look at the outcome and some evidence and make a decision. I don't know.
Yeah.
But no, he had to say, no, I'm not going to pardon him. I mean, we all knew that was baloney. So there's no surprise at all for me, what one bit. Of course you would do it. No. You would do it. Look, this goes beyond politics. Your son's in trouble. You have the ability to get him out of that trouble. You're going to do it. Even if long term, maybe it's not the best thing for him. Maybe he should face some justice, whatever. You know you're going to do it. So
why bother lying?
We're not surprised. We're not shocked. It'll get play. People will talk about it. The interesting thing is it already kind of... He pled guilty to some of the stuff because he thought he was getting a plea deal.
Mm-hmm.
And then that unraveled because it was a ridiculously easy plea deal. Like, nobody else would be offered that. So we've got that. We'll talk more about that. But there's a lot of things going on. How about them Gators beating FSU? Ooh. Again, not a shocker, because FSU has not had their best of years. And we were coming off of beating two ranked teams. So, yeah, we won. And then I guess we had to plant our flag in the middle of their Seminole thing. And it's you only do that when you specifically are looking for a fight.
Uh-huh.
You don't do it and wonder what's going to happen. You do it and then there's a fight.
Uh-huh.
So, it doesn't happen by accident. It doesn't like, well, why'd they get so bent out of shape? So, yeah, not a classy thing, but not the biggest of deals either. Wow, and there was other football action. Don't you love watching a game in the snow, especially when it's from the comfort of your toasty warm home? And so last night, it was lake effect snow coming off of Erie, I guess, and they were getting flurries pretty strong coming through Buffalo. And so Buffalo beat San Francisco 35-10. Another non-shocker, Jags lose to the Texans. The Bucks, oh my gosh, they fought like dogs to beat the Panthers, who, if the Panthers' name wasn't Panthers, they would be the dogs, because what, they got like two wins? But the Bucks fought like heck. 30 seconds left. Baker Mayfield drives the team downfield. They hit 30 seconds left. They give him field goal range. They get the field goal, and then they go into overtime and end up winning with I have to give credit to Betsy. When they were running the ball, the Panthers were, she yelled, "Strip them!" And I'm not kidding, the Buccaneer player reaches in and rips the ball out. And that turned the game. It was real. I mean, we all like to say we call our shots, but she wasn't yelling that the whole time. She said one time, boom, it happened. And it was cool, I thought. Michigan beating Ohio State, I thought was very cool, but I'm from Michigan, and we're taught to hate Ohio State. So there's that. But Ohio State ranked number two, and they just came off a huge win against who was undefeated, Indiana. So Michigan upset them 13-10, and I mean upset them. They're still very upset, I'm sure. That was a big, big game, and that's a big, big rivalry right there. I mean, you know, our Gator-FSU rivalry is like that, but neither one of the Gators or FSU is ranked. And Ohio State, man, they were having a heck of a season. All right, and I'm still they're probably still in the mix. And Syracuse upset number six ranked Miami, 42-38. So that's not going to put them in a very good position. And then locally, oh my gosh, I'm driving. We're driving into town yesterday, and we're going down to University.
Okay.
And I see it. Oh, nice. Shiny. Brand new. I think it was a Ford F-150 four-door, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. All nice trim and colors on it and all that.
What was it? Like a local business or what?
No. The city of Gainesville launched its downtown ambassador program. $3.1 million for a three-year project, I guess. $3.1 million
more. $1 million a year,
more law enforcement maybe on or no ambassadors driving around in trucks. They've got about a dozen of them, and
are they trying to kill the planet?
I don't know if those, I don't think they were, they might have been hybrids. I don't know, I'm not sure. But anyway, and here's the other thing, right? Oh, this is a great program. We've got $3 million we just don't know what to do with. And they're actually, the company, they entered into contract with. So it's not even they're doing, the city's not doing it. They entered into a contract with a company called Block by Block out of Kentucky. Out of Kentucky.
So we're sending $3 million to a Kentucky company as opposed to keeping it in our own community.
Yes. Yeah. Now, some of it will come back via the, you're paying these people. It's not all volunteer. You're paying them. You got to operate the vehicles and all that. And according to the Gainesville Sun, it says, the downtown Gainesville Ambassador Program will be operated by block, 7 days a week, and is funded by the Gainesville Community Reinvestment Area and tax increment financing from the College Park University Heights Redevelopment Trust Fund. Usually redevelopment, we think of like infrastructure, you know, clean this area up, paint that, get rid of this dilapidated structure, you know, things like that. Now we have people who are going to walk around and go, hey, hi, welcome to Gainesville. Yeah. Okay.
In shiny new trucks.
They're going to report any suspicious activity, provide outreach to the homeless, and inform them of available services.
Okay.
You're providing services for the homeless. So if you're ambassadors, isn't that, wow, you really are a welcoming city. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Well, go figure. That's little old Gainesville for you.
Mm-hmm.
It is, approaching 6:17 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and Biden got it wrong. Even the Democrats are saying that about the pardon. Details on that and more on the way. 97.3, The Sky.
But ever since the Garden of Eden, when Eve was convinced by the snake to eat the apple,
The Dana Show,
women too have been convinced to go for the apple by the snake. There's a reason why you're not the head of your household.
Now, night, 10 p.m. on 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. We're making Mondays great again. It is already December, if you can believe it.
Can we make Mondays warm again?
No. Okay. Can't do that yet.
Okay.
Not quite yet.
Can't hurt to ask.
You got to have a little chill. You got to have a reason to, I know, wear your jackets, get the fireplace fired up once in a while.
Oh,
you know, things like that.
The jacket tour.
Is that
going to start soon? Just asking.
Yeah. I probably should do that.
That's temp-related, not day-related, right?
That's correct.
So, okay.
All right. All right, we'll get that. We'll get that rolling again. Good morning. Welcome. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It is 6:23. And yeah, there is a lot going on. One of them is that Joe Biden pardoned Hunter. I know you're shocked because he clearly said he was not going to do that. And clearly he lied. So there goes your shock right out the window. Here's the statement. And really, I'm going to try to get through this with a straight face. Think about the way the statement is and then how they went after Trump. Today, I signed a pardon for my son, Hunter. From the day I took office, I said I would not interfere with the Justice Department's decision making. And I kept my word, even as I've watched my son being selectively and unfairly prosecuted. Without aggravating factors like use in a crime, multiple purchases, or buying a weapon as a straw purchaser, people are almost never brought to trial on felony charges solely for how they filled out a gun form. Those who were late paying their taxes because of serious addictions, but paid them back subsequently with interest and penalties, are typically given non-criminal resolutions. It is clear that Hunter was treated differently. The charges in his case came about only after several of my political opponents in Congress instigated them to attack me and oppose my election. Then, a carefully negotiated plea deal agreed to by the Department of Justice unraveled in the courtroom, with a number of my political opponents in Congress taking credit for bringing political pressure on the process. Had the plea deal held, it would have been a fair, reasonable resolution of Hunter's cases. No reasonable person who looks at the facts of Hunter's cases can reach any other conclusion than Hunter was singled out, only because he is my son, and that is wrong. There has been an effort to break Hunter, who has been 5.5 years sober, even in the face of unrelenting attacks and selective prosecution. In trying to break Hunter, they've tried to break me, and there's no reason to believe it will stop here. Enough is enough. For my entire career, I have followed a simple principle. Just tell the American people the truth.
Wow.
They'll be fair-minded. Here's the truth. I believe in the justice system, but as I have wrestled with this, I also believe raw politics has infected this process and led to a miscarriage of justice. And once I made this decision this weekend, there was no sense in delaying it further. I hope Americans will understand why a father and a president would come to this decision. I mean, can you believe it? You know, if you substitute some of the names, you could say the same thing about Trump. He wasn't selectively gone after for crimes that nobody else has. Like, what was it, the old inflating the value of real estate?
Right.
That whole garbage case? Yeah, no mention of that. Oh, because the Justice Department is perfect, except when they went after his son. That wasn't fair. So there you have it. I mean, I would do the same thing, but I wouldn't have lied to begin with when they said, are you going to pardon Hunter? I would have said, I'm not sure what I'm going to do. I'll examine that. You know, I'll look at that bridge when I get to it. Why would you have to lie and say, no, you're not going to? Because when he made those statements, he was still in the running for a second term.
Sure. So he would have been president anyway. He could have done it then. But then if he'd lost the election to Donald Trump, Or you know, then he would have still had time to pardon him on his way out.
That's
so
right.
Why not be upfront about it? You called it way on. You're like, no, he's a dad. He's going to do what he wants to do as a dad.
Right. I mean, we knew the fix was in, regardless of all the other factors. We knew, of course, he's going to.
Oh, yeah.
It's So there's more important things to deal with. This will be interesting to see, you know, how the Trump folks kind of react to it, how members of Congress on both sides of the aisle will react to it. And I know that Trump has a list of things he wants to get done, and they can walk and chew gum at the same time. But are they going to kind of rehash any of the whole Biden stuff? I'll give you my take on some of that coming up. One of the other things we want to talk about is, who is Kash Patel? He's up for director of FBI. I'll fill you in. We'll fill you in next on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, on a chilly, chilly Monday morning, 97.3 The Sky.
Here's what's trending on The Sky.
The ceasefire in Lebanon.
Remarkable calm after what had been 14 months of war.
I think a lot of this has to do with the change administration's coming up.
The news that's trending.
I am concerned with all these nominees.
Well, I think she's compromised.
The news that's now.
The United States Lieutenant Colonel.
Don't let these allegations distract us. The Pentagon has been more focused on pronouns than they have lethality the past 4 years.
Now, more news.
Updates every half hour.
Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Pardoning the crackhead. Good morning.
What a start.
Started off on a bang. It is 6:37. Welcome. It is a Monday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Thanks so much for tuning in. Buccaneers, what a big win. Overtime. That was exciting against the Panthers. Shouldn't have been that good of a game. The Panthers are terrible, but they're starting to wake up a little bit. Anyway, that was pretty exciting. Gators beat FSU. FSU fans apparently still a lot of crying, a lot of tears there.
Wow.
It's going to be okay. How many times have we beat them recently? I don't know. Anyway, we shouldn't have planted the flag, and that really got some people were butt sore over that. Jags lost, no surprise there, 23-20, but the fun game was the snow game last night. Buffalo 35-10 over San Francisco. San Francisco's another one loaded up with talent, but either you've got folks that are hurt and just can't quite get it together, so that might be kind of it for them, so to speak. Michigan. Beating Ohio State. Dun, 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 dun. The Michigan fight song.
I assume so, yeah.
Just pick that up.
Uh-huh.
All right.
I figured that.
So you got that going on. And, yeah, President Joe Biden spent his final days in office rolling out a full and complete pardon of his criminal son. But it was back in June. He said, "I will not pardon him." He said it more than once.
Oh, he did. Yeah.
But
and a little frizzy top. She said the same thing too, I believe.
Yeah, but they were.
She
lying.
Was not going to interfere. He would not interfere.
They were just kidding around. Oh, dude, I was just joshing you. Remember that one?
Oh yeah.
Just joshing you, man.
Uh huh. You knew he was going to.
Yeah. All right. So yeah, we could keep going on that. Why? I'm not shocked by it at all.
Yeah.
And if it was my kid, even if he was, he was the money guy, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was the, what do you call him, the bag man?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Although it is kind of interesting seeing some of the reaction from all the different sides, because even you've got some on the left that are going, I probably shouldn't have done that. And then those are going, yep, that's what I would have done. So.
Most people, if you're being honest, it's your kid, you're going to pardon him.
Yes.
You're not going to see your kid go to prison.
No.
I mean, let's
not
just
if you've got the power, no.
Yeah. Let's keep it real. All right. What else do we have going on? Kash Patel. Who is Kash Patel other than a guy who's got a really cool name?
He does have a cool name.
He is, he was with the Trump administration first go around. He was the chief of staff at the Department of Defense. He served as deputy director of national intelligence, senior director of counterterrorism at the National Security Council. He also has tried over 60 jury trials. Trump actually posted all this information on Truth Social yesterday evening. And he said the FBI, We'll end the growing crime epidemic in America, dismantle the migrant criminal gangs, stop the evil scourge of human and drug trafficking across the border, and Cash will work under our great Attorney General Pam Bondi to bring back fidelity, bravery, and integrity to the FBI. So, yeah, this guy, and he's, you know, still for that position relatively young. He's only 44. He grew up in New York, Long Island, raised by Indian immigrant parents, dot, not feather.
Okay.
He earned his law degree in 2005 at Pace University, served as a public defender in Florida's Miami-Dade area, where he tried all kinds of cases. Some were complex, some murder, narco trafficking, financial crimes, all kinds of stuff like that. And he hit the national radar when he was put into Trump's first administration. And he also worked with Representative Devin Nunes, and they actually put together the Nunes memo. That was a four-page document released in 2018 that revealed the improper use of surveillance by the FBI and the Justice Department in that Russian investigation into Trump.
Yeah.
And they never would have had to do that if, well,
yeah,
it was the lefty media that really kept that whole shenanigans going, and it was shenanigans right from the very beginning. So
yeah, but Schumer, he's got concrete evidence, and we're still waiting. But he's
not Schumer, the other guy's name and really what I think about them personally begin with a sh sound.
Isn't that a coincidence?
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
You're talking about Shifty.
Oh yeah,
Shifty.
Is he looking at you? No, he's looking at me. I can't tell who he's looking at.
I can't. So there you go. Mm-hmm. Hey, you're going to like this one.
Okay.
I don't mean you personally. I think everybody.
All of us. Yeah. All of us folks.
For the first time,
yeah,
Ukrainian President Zelensky has indicated a willingness to cede temporarily occupied territory in Russia in exchange for peace.
Let's see.
Yep.
Do you think somebody in the Trump administration, and maybe Donald himself, it's been on the phone with him and Putin going, look,
absolutely,
boys. Look, boys.
Yeah.
We got it. This has got to stop.
We can do better.
You got to play nice.
Yeah. Okay. We can do better. What are we doing here?
It's almost 2025 and we're still throwing rockets at each other. Come on.
Exactly.
Really?
Yeah. Speaking to Sky News, Zelensky proposed placing the parts of Ukraine under Ukrainian control under a NATO umbrella as a measure to end the ongoing war. I don't know that is the answer. The whole NATO thing, when you say that to
problem,
to Putin, he's like, nyet. And we're like, no, NATO. Nyet. Nyet.
That's a quote.
He's saying it wrong. Nyet. Oh,
my goodness.
The plan involves a ceasefire and later negotiating diplomatically for the return of Russian-held territories. Zelensky clarified that complete NATO membership has not yet been offered as part of the deal. If you want a peace deal with Putin, I think the NATO thing's probably got to be off the table. This is part of that, part of what is at the heart of why he went in.
Mm-hmm.
Just the fact that he's open for the first time, this has been made public. He told us to Sky News, that is an excellent sign, another excellent sign. And Trump hasn't even set foot in office yet, and good things are happening. And you know what? I like that.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Woo! Got a ton of stuff we still have to get to. White House reporters complaining. He's like, really? A second Trump term? We're exhausted already. Because remember, they actually had to work. They actually would ask questions, and they had to file stories and stuff. Whereas Biden, he never showed up. He never answered questions. Now they're going to have to work again.
Oh, no.
Oh, my. All right. Good morning. Get yourself bundled up. It is quite chilly. And we are into December, my friend, as we make Mondays great right here on 97.3 The Sky. We're making Mondays great. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Good morning and welcome. It is 6:50, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. Don't forget the Bob Rose Show, available on podcast. Wherever you normally download your podcast, just click on subscribe. and you are all set. Top story, Joe pardons Hunter. This just came out yesterday. Not a shocker for, well, I don't think for anybody, unless you're one of those people that actually believed Joe Biden when he would speak. He said he wasn't going to pardon.
Several times.
Why would he even, why do you do that? There's no, there was no reason for him to say he wouldn't. He should have said, well, you know what? Let's see what happens, you know, what kind of information and allegation, whatever, but say, you know, be noncommittal. Why say no? No, I'm not going to pardon him. Well, we know you are.
That's up there with read my lips, no new taxes.
Oh,
it'll bite you later.
That didn't.
Let's see what happens.
But now, I mean, really, Joe has absolutely nothing to lose.
No.
You know?
No.
And maybe this is another way where he can make money the old-fashioned way. You know, it was back when Bill Clinton was president, and his brother-in-law, remember Hugh Rodham? Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Hugh Rodham was basically selling pardons. he had a couple of guys on the hook for $200,000 each.
Hey, good income stream.
Yeah. I'll get you a presidential pardon, you know? Fill those saddlebags with cash.
You get a pardon.
So I can ride out of town.
You get a pardon.
I believe they got the clemency or whatever. They got it.
Wow.
But when it was disclosed to the public about Hugh Rodham's role in it, he had to give back the money.
Whoops.
Biden's don't give back the money.
Oh, no.
No, they don't.
They just have another shell company to roll through.
That's right. So, yeah, that's interesting. Oh, and by the way, the other Clinton thing for a family member was his half-brother.
Oh,
on
yeah.
cocaine charges. He pardoned him. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I don't know, through the annals of history, or is that annals?
Annals. Missed it by that much.
Well, I mean,
depending on
politics is a stinky business,
well,
so it'd be
is.
Either way. But anyway, going back through history, I don't know offhand. We'll have to do some digging. I did a little bit of research. I didn't see anything yet pop up. So this could be the first, father-son combo there.
I believe it is. This is the first time a president has pardoned his son, yes.
You know, I never really gave it a lot of thought, but that is an incredible amount of power that you have pardon somebody. And, so how many dirty dealers could you get working for your agenda?
Yeah.
You know, and that maybe they're bending the laws, breaking laws. Who knows what they're doing to get your will done or whatever. And at the end of the day, knowing, hey, man, don't sweat it. You get busted. Mm-hmm. I got the golden key.
Now, from a standpoint of your permanent record, the charges and all those kinds of things, they will still be, I guess, known. You are pardoned from it. It is not like... You don't get punished for it, basically. It's not like it totally disappears, I don't believe, though. You're just pardoned from what you did.
But I
think there's still a trail that kind of shows, if you will. I'm sure somebody can clarify that.
I think there's a couple of different... I think there's clemency, and then there's pardoning, and maybe there is two but different degrees. I honestly don't know all of it, but I do know this. You know who should be pretty happy right now is Kamala, because nobody's talking about Kamala and the terrible campaign that she ran and the fact that she didn't have any substance and didn't have any strong talking points and really refused to answer questions and all that. So she's kind of off the hook because everybody's going to be talking about this pardoning thing. And then the other topic, of course, will be the appointees coming from the incoming Trump administration. Those will get a lot of attention. So, you know, Kamala, she should be happy. She's pretty much this just in. Nope, she's not completely off the hook.
Oh, yeah.
Democrat fundraisers are ticked off after VP Kamala Harris lost the election to Donald Trump. And that's according to veteran Democrat strategist James Carville.
Ooh, he's always got something to say.
And you know, he's become more and more unhinged, if I can use that term. He really has. Thursday's episode of Politics War Room, Carville criticized Harris's campaign, saying the resistance is going to have trouble raising money. These fundraisers are burnt. The Hill reported that on Saturday. They're really PO'd right now, and the damage that the 2024 campaign has done, the damage that this decade has done to the Democratic brand, is almost unfathomable. Almost unfathomable. Well, here's the deal, Carville. Take a step back. Your brand, your so-called brand of the Democrat Party, started to become damaged years ago. And especially as of late, when you basically let the radicals in the party run the show. You don't think that was damaging when you had the squad? Like kind of calling the shots, if you will. The radicalization, this lefty Marxism that infiltrated your party and began to take over. Why didn't you say anything about the branding then? That's when your brand became tarnished. Mm-hmm. The only thing that happened between then is and now, between then and now, is the American people finally woke up from their slumber, and some of the brainwashing wouldn't take anymore from the lefty media. But the brand itself has been tarnished, but Carville wants to try to blame that on Kamala. Yeah, that was a long time in coming. Of course, she didn't help because she was the furthest leftist while she was in the Senate. And she was chosen to be the VP and then chosen to be the candidate. So, yeah, the party damaged itself.
Absolutely.
And then instead of trying to heal the damage, they doubled down and started ripping scabs out and pouring salt in there. And I'm happy to help to pass that shaker of salt.
What a guy.
To you.
You're such a helper.
Yeah. Now, George Clooney is furious with Obama. Aren't you the people who said turn the page and now you keep wanting to look back? So much more to come on the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy.